Recently, about 600 10th graders spent time at Castleton University in Vermont playing an oversized version of the board game Life. Players spin a wheel and try to navigate the challenges of getting a job, buying a home, starting a family. The event was organized to help students prepare for their financial futures. Nina Keck from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio has that story.
Go ahead and spin the wheel of life, sir.
I got it.
You might have something good happen. You might have something bad happen.
Volunteer Peggy Lucci stands near a big colored wheel and encourages students to take their turn.
Oh, so sorry. Your brakes just went. You're going to have to pay $175. Your turn.
The dejected-looking teen pays his bill and moves on to another volunteer who tries to sell him a car.
Are you looking for a certain price range? Does your budget kind of allow for multiple options here?
I have a $22,000 budget. I'm in aviation, so I'm looking for
the students here are participating in the sophomore summit organized by the nonprofit Rutland Regional Workforce Investment Board. Executive Director Nancy Berzon says the idea is to expose students to different jobs and the realities that go with their salaries.
Part of the day is around, you know, tell me about your career and what it's really like in that world. And the other part of the day is something we added this year, which is the Financial Reality Fair.
Organizers began preparing weeks ago, discussing individual career choices with students. Then each teen was given a personalized form with a job, a realistic salary, college debt if applicable, and a random credit score. Randy Smith, an adult volunteer, says students then have to take that information and buy what they need within their budget.
So now they're going to go to all these different booths, and, you know, hopefully what they're going to get are the essentials. So your housing, your furniture, your food.
But watch out. Smith says there are plenty of volunteers pushing tempting extras like pets, Netflix subscriptions, fitness packages, and entertainment. Sophomore Caitlin Snow looks frustrated.
It's expensive to live. Like, really, it's really expensive just to make a living for yourself. Like, I just got a part-time job, and it doesn't even pay that much. Like, I don't have a whole lot in my account, and I had one of the higher-end jobs. I don't know. It's really a lot more difficult than I had anticipated.
On paper, 15-year-old Snow is a marine biologist making $81,000 a year, which sounds like a pretty good salary.
Yeah, it is, but I only have about $2,000 in my account, which it just cost me $400 to get a car. An old car.
Snow rolls her eyes, but admits this is stuff she needs to know.
Because this is not the type of stuff you learn in school, in a school environment. You get math, you get English, you get science, you get history, which are important in their own aspects, but they're not teaching you how to finance a car. Like, I just learned that you need to do that, and I don't know what that means. So I'm not really sure. I'm still trying to figure it out as we go through the different workshops.
And unfortunately, you were in a hurry to get to work, and you have an $85 speeding ticket. So go on over there and take that off.
Another student, Glenn Wilcox Hurlbut, stands in a nearby line for housing. Working out a budget, he admits, is a lot harder than he expected.
At first, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to go and plan out my life on a piece of paper, and I'm probably never going to follow it. But then it's like, I get in here, and it's like, wow. There's just a lot to, you know, actually contemplate and think about.
Nancy Berzon says getting students this age to realistically think about their future is huge.
They're getting ready to make some pretty important choices in their life. And in their junior year, they're going to start looking at post-secondary education. And some of them, I think if you ask them now, they would all say they want to go to college when they're done. That's what they say. And a lot of them will not end up doing that.
According to the Vermont Agency of Education, fewer than half of Vermont high school graduates will get a college degree. That's less than the national average of 59%. And Berzon says that many who do go to college will take on enormous debt.
So we wanted to introduce, you know, the cost of education, the cost of what it really takes to live. And get them thinking about that as they're also considering what their career choices are going to be.
Glenn Wilcox Hurlbut says he wants to become a firefighter or enter the military after he graduates from high school. Working out a budget on his proposed $35,000 salary was challenging, but he says he's not thinking about changing his career path.
I think I'm more reinforced by it than I am torn down, just because, like, I'm really passionate about what I do. I'm on the volunteer fire department in Fairhaven already, so it's just one of those things. And, I mean, if firefighting in the military doesn't work out in the long run, then I'm just going to be in the military.
The game ends with a sit-down meeting with a financial counselor. Students go over their budgets and learn about things like credit scores, insurance premiums, and compound interest. Students Savannah Diaz and Mariah Santel look relieved when they finally stand up.
I did pretty good. I mean, I managed my money well, but I didn't get clothing, food, or a cell phone. But
those will come later.
Yeah.
Those will come later. We need to get the important stuff first.
In other words, spend your money wisely and don't go crazy with it, the two say with a grin. Lessons just about anyone can learn from. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck.
It's your birthday. You just got $150. Step up and spin the